Good afternoon. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Today, on the first day of school, New York City's mayor and school's chancellor toured schools in each of the five boroughs. At PS 59 in Staten Island, Chancellor Carmen Farina said every single child can become a summa cum laude graduate of college. She said all is possible because educators have recommitted themselves to their students and because people are now working together.
We actually have a principal in every single school in New York City. 1,600 schools. First time ever, we're opening with a sitting principal in every school. And the amount of teachers in New York City compared to the rest of the country, we had more teachers apply for jobs than we had jobs for them. We do not have a teacher shortage in New York City. And one of the reasons is we brought dignity back, we brought professional development back, and more importantly, everyone here has to do their job to make sure that we celebrate what's working. And sometimes we get blips along the road, but that's just what they are, blips. Together, we can make this happen.
Mayor Bill de Blasio's signature issue when he ran for mayor 2 years ago was full-day preschool for all. And today he announced that over 65,500 students have enrolled in full-day pre-K. That's out of 100,000 four-year-olds in the city. Applying for pre-K is an ongoing process, according to Deputy Mayor Richard Bury.
Families can continue to apply. Really well into September and October. We don't really stabilize final admissions to the end of October, and so families should continue to dial 311, nyc.gov pre-K. There are literally seats in every single neighborhood of New York City, so there is no four-year-old who will be turned away this year.
Free after-school programs for all middle schoolers is also guaranteed. Still, public schools face problems with failing schools, 94 renewal schools for at-risk students, inadequate resources and supplies. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. In international news, Human Rights Watch is an organization based in New York. Its emergency director, Peter Brukhart, visited refugee registration camps in Hungary. He said asylum seekers are being treated like animals. He spoke with the AP at a police-supervised migrant collection point near Hungary's border with Serbia. That's where thousands arrive daily in hopes of passing through quickly to reach Austria and Germany. Many end up waiting for hours or days in a farm field for buses to take them to nearby Hungarian registration centers. In recent days, frustrated by delays, large groups have forced their way through police lines to walk north along a highway. Brukhart said Hungary has become a place of absolute humiliation for the Syrian people and for other people trying to reach asylum in Europe. They are blocked here. They are suffering in the heat. We see children all over the place collapse in absolute exhaustion. He said Hungarian authorities should let these people go to wherever they want to go, which is certainly not Hungary. In other news, a crew of prison guards known as the Beat Up Squad repeatedly punched and kicked a handcuffed inmate with mental problems and threw him down a staircase before he died. That's what his family alleges in a lawsuit filed today. The suit in federal court in Manhattan accuses prison guards of trying to cover up the fatal beating of Samuel Harrell at Fishkill Correctional Facility, which is in Dutchess County. They claimed he assaulted them before dying of a synthetic marijuana overdose, but an autopsy found that Harrell had no illicit drugs in his system and that he died of cardiac arrhythmia following a physical alteration with corrections officers. The medical examiner ruled it a homicide. The victim's father, Samuel Harrell Sr. of Houston, said at a news conference today that this was a criminal act that took the life of my son. We're all here to seek justice. Baltimore's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake spoke out today about the decision to award $6.4 million to the family of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old black man who died in police custody.
The purpose of the civil settlement is to bring an important measure of closure to the Gray family, to the community, and to the city, and to avoid years and years of protracted civil litigation and the potential harm to the community and the divisiveness which might result.
The payout to the Gray family is unprecedented. It comes even before the family filed suit and before the six city cops charged in Freddie Gray's death have gone to trial. Shortly after the approval of the settlement was announced, Mayor Rawlings Blake had this to say.
I realize that money cannot bring back the loss of your son, your brother, your loved ones, but I hope that this settlement will bring some measure of closure to his family and to his friends.
Meanwhile, a judge will hear arguments tomorrow by attorneys for the six police officers charged in Gray's arrest and death to consider moving the trials out of Baltimore. And finally, Dr. William Grier, a psychiatrist who co-authored the 1968 book Black Rage, which offered the first psychological examination of black life in the U.S., has died. He was 89 years old. Grier's eldest son said his father died at a hospice care facility in Carlsbad, a coastal city north of San Diego, after suffering a brain lesion. Grier and Price M. Cobbs, both black San Francisco psychiatrists, wrote Black Rage to explain the anger that triggered the riots after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.